This podcast brought to you by the full-time and part-time graduate business programs of Notre Dame's Mendoza College of Business. Powerful network, legendary brand. That's Notre Dame Business. Learn about our graduate programs in Chicago and South Bend at mendoza.nd.edu.
PlayStation VR is right on the horizon. If you haven't tried VR just yet, this could be the stepping stone to get you there. More coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. And as gamers and VR enthusiasts count down the days to October 13th, we do have a sneak peek at PlayStation VR. Let's not waste any time, though, and dive right in. Joining us now is personal tech columnist for the Wall Street Journal, Jeffrey Fowler. He got to experience this for the past week and joins us on the line right now. Hi, Jeff.
Hi.
Let's start at the beginning. Before we get into the virtual reality experience and all it provides, let's start with setup. Now, this is easily set up in your home. You need a PS4, and can you walk us through where we go from there?
Yeah, this is really what separates PlayStation VR from a lot of the other VR tech we've seen this year. It just works with the PlayStation 4, which about 40 million people already have in their living rooms. And that makes it much more likely to be something that you might actually want to get for Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever holiday you celebrate this December.
Right, and if you don't have one, they're not terribly expensive, correct?
Exactly. A new PS4 is going to cost you $300, whereas one of the PCs that's required to run these other VR systems is $1,000+. So this is really a much more affordable option and much easier to just kind of get up and running. Yeah, you have your PS4 plug into your TV like you already did. You buy this kit, which costs up to $500, depending on the pieces that you may already own. Mm-hmm. And it's basically like setting up a VCR. You add a new little box. You switch around some cables in the back, and you're pretty much up and ready to go. There's no fixing drivers and installing new graphics cards and all that kind of stuff. I really found it easy to do in under 15 minutes.
Excellent. So in this kit, what exactly would come inside?
Yeah, so to make your existing PS4 ready for VR, you need a couple things. First of all, you need a camera. The camera is what is used to track your location. And what it's tracking then is this headset, as well as these two glow sticks you have in your hands. The headset and the glow sticks have lights all over them. And I got to say, it looks really cool. A lot of other VR headsets I've tried make me look like a total giant geek, which I may honestly be, but I don't want to exactly look like one. But with this thing, I feel like I'm like an arcade hero, right? It's like, whoa, the character from Tron, and there's lights all over it. And this is a small thing, but really smart about on the behalf of Sony, right? Like, they really figured out that people want to look cool when they're doing this stuff, and it definitely does. But the lights aren't there just to make you look cool. It's there for the camera to pick up so that it can place you inside the game. It knows where you're sitting, where your hands are, so you can sort of feel like you're a part of the action.
Wow. Okay. Well, so let's talk about when you're in the action. As far as space issues are concerned, that's always something that comes up with virtual reality. How do you find it compares to the other virtual reality experiences?
Yeah, the PlayStation VR is really designed to fit in the space between your Barca lounger and your television, which is smaller than some of what you might have seen before. You might have heard about systems like the HTC Vive, which essentially requires a whole room. I mean, there are people, maybe people with like too much money in their lives, there are people that are remodeling their house to fit these room-sized VR systems. Sony realized, I think, again, smartly, most people aren't ready for that. Most people are ready for just they want to dip a toe into this, and that's what it's designed to do. So most of the games, most of the experiences, you're going to be sitting down for in the chair you already have or the sofa you already have, and it makes you feel like you're in it, but this is not about going around and exploring all over the room
right.
Or feeling like you're on Tatooine from Star Wars and you're, you know, doing a lightsaber battle with your little brother. It is not that kind of technology. That exists, but it's a lot more expensive and a lot more trouble. This is really about being in that chair.
Right. So it seems like you can get a little bit more comfortable with this. And speaking to that, the Sony VR goggles, people tend to feel like the goggles can either be too heavy, uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest elements here. I mean, we're talking about virtual reality, and at no point in any of this did I feel like I confused the virtual reality with actual reality.
Okay.
You you never forget that you're wearing goggles, first of all, and that you've got a cord coming out the back of your head, tethering you to the Matrix, I mean, to your PS4. But that said, I think Sony has done some smart things to make it more comfortable than maybe some of the competitors. The headset itself weighs about the same, but they've shifted where the weight sits. It's sort of more on the top of your head, which made it feel more comfortable to wear for longer periods of time. They also added venting around it, so my face didn't really get hot and sweaty and gross. Also, to take it on and off, it's got sort of these tension pulls in it that just kind of comes on and off like a motorcycle helmet might actually do, which made it a lot easier to share with a buddy, you know, so that we could kind of, you know, enjoy the VR experience at the same time, whereas on the other systems, there's a lot of, like, Velcro. You got to resize it, reshape it. So it really was just, you could tell in some of these choices that Sony has experience making technology for living rooms.
Absolutely. What are you giving up here by going this route versus, let's say, the Oculus Rift or the HTC Vive? Because you're getting some cool things, but what don't you get?
Yeah, you're saving a lot of money by going the PlayStation route, and it's a lot easier to set up. But it isn't, the technology is not as perhaps impressive as those other systems. First of all, you have that smaller space that you're really working in. It's not like the Vive going around the whole room. Also, this is really a system for games, which shouldn't shock anybody. This is coming from PlayStation, their gaming console. You know, Oculus, and which is owned by Facebook, and Mark Zuckerberg talks about Oculus being the next computing platform. I think one of the most popular games, in quote, you can buy for the Oculus, or one of the most popular experiences, is actually like a virtual Windows desktop. I don't know who actually wants to use Windows in VR, but there you go. That's what the kind of thing you can get in Oculus.
Interesting.
You're not going to get that in PSVR. You're going to get, you're going to get some really cool Batman experiences, some casual games, and also some little mini movies that I think are reinventing sort of the genre of animation, all things, frankly, that you would expect from Sony, which is one of the world's biggest gaming and movie companies.
Yeah, definitely makes sense.
So it's really a focus on entertainment.
We're going to take a quick pause, coming up more with Jeffrey Fowler on PlayStation VR.
Hey, this is Steven Perlberg from the WSJ Media Mix podcast. Are you interested in the biggest changes in the media and advertising business, from Facebook to Snapchat? Tune into the WSJ Media Mix podcast for interviews with some of the biggest names in media, from Gawker CEO Nick Denton to Turner President David Levy. For more, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously. Now, back to the show.
And we're back talking to The Wall Street Journal's Jeffrey Fowler, personal tech columnist extraordinaire. So, Jeffrey, who is this PSVR ultimately for? For gamers maybe entering into the VR world? Maybe this is the first step for them?
I think so, yeah. It's definitely for gamers, people who want to, you know, take their gaming experience to the next level and want it to be, to use the industry term, more immersive, right, so they feel like they're in the action. I also think because so many people have PlayStations and use them, of course, for games, but also for other entertainment, you know, for watching TV and streaming over the Internet, it could also be like a friendly way for lots of families to kind of take the next step into the VR world without taking on and shouldering the cost and the trouble of one of these sort of really, really big, full-featured VR systems.
Very good. Jeffrey Fowler, thank you as always.
You bet.
And that'll wrap up the tech news briefing for now. For more, you can check out WSJD.com. Jeffrey has a video that might better relay the experience. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.